afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
Oh, damn it! Okay, take it from there. We can cut it in.
Okay. You're Pat Francis. You're Gary Lucy.
Right.
I'm producer Matt Belknap, and across from me, the indomitable spirit.
Yes.
The silent partner. He's the real silent,
the new
partner.
Silent partner.
The new silent partner. Okay.
Kyle Dodson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things both new and classic. I'm Gary Francis.
Wait, we aren't restarting. That
no,
was
we're
a
not.
Joke.
That was a fake restart.
Oh, we're okay. We're in
so
it
we're
right
just
now.
Going.
This is it.
Hey, way to start the second century.
We have been...
This
is what's good about this episode is this episode is being recorded on a Sunday, and this is going to go up on a Thursday. For the past tons of episodes, we've been like... We've been weeks ahead. So
yes.
If there's anything current you want to talk
that's
about.
That's why, and we haven't talked about Hurricane Katrina in the last few episodes. We did not know it even happened.
We did not even know. We've been holed up here in the studio.
Yeah.
This is actually a bunker where we all stay. We've been eating beans out of a can. It's been a great time.
I've been sleeping in my bed. That's in my head. So I'm
what's new?
Just shove it in it wherever it fits.
What's new with people? Gary, what's up?
Oh, stuff and junk, just, you know, off of work lately, and putting together a little pilot with the wife, and we're...
I saw you guys were auditioning some children.
Idea.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Wait, big announcement coming up.
I won't say anything.
That should be on pretty soon. I went to the Inara George concert. That was good. Largo.
Did you get to talk to her afterwards?
I didn't. I was like, I said hi to the husband, but yeah, I didn't. I was worried I was coming off a little stalkerish, so I've been trying to back off a little bit. But yeah.
Now, is she your favorite singer?
Contemporary, yeah. It's hard to say. It's hard to like think of another one that I don't. Please sing anything and I'll listen.
Okay, because on her episode, I think you said you're my favorite singer. Yeah. I was like, is he saying that? Because this episode is one of the top ones for him.
Quite true. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, especially since Blossom Dearie died. God rest her soul.
Oh, who's that?
Remember she sang Figure Eight on the Schoolhouse Rock thing?
Oh, yeah.
So that was her. But yeah, she has a lot of cool albums.
Okay, cool. I just thought that the people on Schoolhouse Rock were just people they hired to do their songs, but that's a real artist. So.
They hired a lot of jazz cats on that. Yeah, Bob Dureau and it was happening.
Yeah, cool.
How about you? What you been up to?
Well, I had a birthday in February. And, what month is it now?
It's June.
But for my birthday, my wife and kids got me a new, is this called the iPod Clip now? What do they call it?
No,
the Shuffle?
It's called the Shuffle.
The color is green, and I lost mine. I don't know where it went to, but this is the one I take to the gym, and you clip it on yourself, and it's easy, and you don't lose your $400 iPod if you lose this. But this new one has a new feature, and Matt, I'd like to plug in. This has a new feature, and I just tried this out, and it's pretty cool. It's like, I guess this is for old people. When a song comes on, if you don't know what the song is, you push this button.
Oh, and it tells you.
It'll tell you the artist and the song.
Cool.
And I have a couple loaded up here. A couple Rock Solid centric songs. So let's see what we have. Okay.
Crank it up.
Okay. Now push the button.
Jailbreak. Thin Lizzy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I expected it to be Siri's voice, and it's not.
It's not.
It's kind of weird.
Let me see what I got next. Okay, we go to the next one.
Oh, well, that one tells you right up front. You don't even
hold on a second. But he sings
No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Beastie Boys.
All right.
Beastie Boys.
Here's one for Gary.
Nice, thank you.
Again and again, the bird and the bee.
And then he's not here. He's always here in spirit, Jimmy Pardo.
Nice.
Saturday in the Park, Chicago.
Pretty cool. And then I don't know what else is in here, so let's just listen to a couple more. Oh, another Chicago. Let's see.
Hey, Jimmy Pardo. Chicago is for pussies.
Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second.
What the?
Hey, iPod.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Oh, this is Taylor Swift. Okay.
Taylor Swift, I would hit that ass so hard.
Hey, whoa!
Man,
that's
that what that song's called? That's
I don't
weird.
Think it is. I think that's an
editorial comment.
Yeah, this is... I'm not sure if I like what... My band. I'm going to go see them tonight in Santa Barbara.
Oh, nice.
Hey, classic Pat Francis, go fuck yourself.
Whoa! What the?
Weird.
This is dirty iPod.
That's not good. I think you need to return that.
I don't know what's... This might be defective.
Oh.
Let's hear it. This is Van Halen. You see? Mm-hmm.
Never Not Funny was better when Mike Schmidt was on.
Wait a minute. What
to do with Van Halen?
No, and that's, well, it's Mike Schmidt's favorite band, but I mean.
Tenuous connection. If I don't know what, I guess that just reminded him.
I mean, does Dirty iPod not subscribe to Never Not Funny anymore?
Look, everyone has their opinion.
I guess so. When the truth is found. Ah, Jefferson Airplane.
I finger bang Gray Slick.
What?
At Woodstock.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. The Dirty iPod.
You don't have fingers.
Why? I'm holding Dirty iPod in my... Oh, jeez. See what else we got. Oh.
Oh, great song.
Great song. Let's see what this song is.
Elton John snorted cocaine off of my cock.
No, wait
a
minute.
Another appendage you
don't
have.
Yeah, you don't have any appendages, Dirty iPod. How are you hitting Taylor Swift's ass? And okay, let's see what else. If we have anything... Oh, Foo Fighters. Love that.
Gary, Pat, and Matt can kiss my black ass.
Okay, that's it, Dirty iPod. We're done with Dirty iPod.
Yeah.
This is like 2001.
That is so weird.
But like kind of, he's dirty. Not
iPod. That was really strange.
That's Dirty iPod. I
can see that interrupting your workout session.
Are you going to take that back? Or
I don't know. I'm going to see if he says anything else, and then maybe I might just take it back.
By the way, Dirty iPod, Mike Schmidt is the guest on this week's Never Not Funny.
Oh, so nice.
Oh, terrific.
Don't give up hope yet.
I will continue listening. Gary, you got anything?
I do. I have some apologies. Not for Dirty iPod.
Yeah,
Dirty iPod. He's welcome anytime.
Finger bang Grease Slick. Yeah.
But the Falling episode, that was very popular a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. Ron Brandt from Long Island.
Okay.
He's the one who suggested that. And he suggested a couple songs. Couldn't find either of them, but it isn't meant as an insult, but it's always so insulting when we can't remember people's names.
It is.
And it's thank you for that. I think he was. So thank you for listening. And if you want to post those songs on the Facebook page, I'd like to hear them.
If you want to put links to them, that's
links
good.
To them, yeah. We will hear that. And also, a lot of good phone calls, backlogged on phone calls from all these stockpiled episodes. But Brian from Green Bay, Drew from Philly, Bobby calling from a train in Japan. technical difficulties. They were... I don't know if it's on our end or Google voicemails, but I was able to, like, they weren't podcast quality, but I was able to glean a lot of the information, so they had some good suggestions. So
okay.
Watch for those down the pipe. But we did have plenty of good ones come through.
Maybe just don't call from a bullet train. I think if you're trying to get the best quality.
Yeah. Well, that guy's very busy. He's like, makes all his phone calls from a bullet train.
Shinkansen.
330-81 rocks, and let's see who's on the line.
Beep. Hi, this is Ray from Ohio, and I just listened to the Family Tree episode. Not even a passing reference to Sean Lennon. It's like you guys are trying to disappoint me.
We are. We're doing it for attention.
Just kidding, though. Love the show.
I thought we did, but we meant to if we didn't.
We talked about Julian.
So here's Sean. A little from the title track from the Into the Sun.
Okay.
Just drop that in anywhere, Matt, you want to.
You mean out at the beginning where it's just ocean for a long time?
Yeah. I will follow you. Take a nice bossa nova beat.
This is Sean?
Yeah. I will follow you into the
sun. I can't hear him.
He's in there. He's on the look part.
Is he singing by himself at all?
No, but you know, that's a good album. That was his first. So beep.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is James from Brooklyn, New York. Love the podcast. I have a couple of suggestions for future episodes. One is called Hitting the High Notes, okay. Which would be the greatest bands or songs where the lead singer uses falsetto.
Very nice.
Darkness. Maybe then you'll finally play Radiohead.
Ooh!
And my second suggestion is the opposite of the Overshadowed by Siblings episode. I want to hear about the great sibling bands, like Ava Brothers, Tegan and Sarah, The Kinks. Which leads me to an instant request.
Yeah.
You guys should play the song Emilu by First Aid Kit, this great Hulk sister duo from Sweden. I think you guys would really dig that. Anyway, Gary, Matt, keep up the good work. And Pat, go fuck yourself.
All right, drop that in anyway, man.
Him and Dirty iPod, not...
First Aid Kit.
actually sounds nice. They're from Sweden, did he say?
I think so.
This is that alt country they keep talking about on Nashville.
Yeah.
Out of Sweden.
Yeah.
Piper Tilney, super fan. Big fan of First Aid Kit.
Oh, the bitter winds are coming in, and I'm already missing the summer.
Not too shabby, right?
No, that's nice. Good.
All right, that's good. It's about Amy Lou Harris and Graham Parsons. It's good. So listen to that, and beep. Oh, look at this from Italy. This is exciting.
Hey, Pat Francis, Peruzzi, Pat Belknap. This is Luigi. I'm calling you from Italy. My cousin is visiting me here, and he has a question for you. So I thought I'd call because we are in Italy. Here he is. His name is Gary. Thank you, Luigi. So here we are in Italy, and we're having our dinner of spaghetti and talking about music. And I was wondering if you guys did a show. I don't think you did, because I've been listening since the beginning, about putting Paul Williams' idea about songs about rainbows to the test. Can you guys actually do an entire show about songs about rainbows? Because I'm not sure that you can. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to go back and have some lovely gelato.
That's an interesting
here
sound.
In Italy.
That
thank
is,
you much.
Have you ever heard anybody more in Italy than that guy?
That is fantastic.
I know.
That was so in Italy. That is a good point. Like, why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Well,
are there?
Paul Williams gets that question a lot, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And I read he answered it in an interview, and he has some wise-ass answers.
Which
it's actually not really a wise-ass answer. He had a roundabout way of saying that it was a way of indicating, you know, that the speaker in the song, Kermit, I guess, is aware of pop culture. He's aware of the world, you know, of music, and it sort of it puts a context to what comes after it. Clearly, there's really only one song about rainbows that anyone really remembers, which is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, I thought you meant Rainbow in the Dark.
But I'm going to let you know that if you ever want to do that, I just checked my iTunes and I could do it.
I got really? Yeah, I think
yeah,
I could too.
I could do it.
But when
I could have at least eight or nine.
Is Rainbow Bridge in there? That's an album.
No, that's an album. That's a band.
And it's a band.
But it is a good point. And I love Paul Williams and I love Luigi and I love
Gelato.
And I love this classic Doors number about rainbows. You might remember this from your childhood. Great man there. God rest his soul.
I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow.
It's amazing.
A reading rainbow.
I had no idea this was a cover.
I can go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. LeVar Burton on tambourine.
Yeah. Nice work.
Excellent. So thank you for all the calls. 330-81 rocks. And we'll try to get those back on track in a more timely fashion.
I love the guy from Italy. He was bringing more heat than Dirty iPod.
I'm probably going to regret saying this. Most people, if they call and try to be funny, it's probably not going to work. But that was awesome.
You heard us. We were laughing.
Yeah, that was great. It's a nice work.
So we're kicking off our second 100 episodes with a visit to the Rock Solidopedia. And this is like that combined volume at the end where they cram in all the garbage letters. We're not near the end. We still have a lot of quality letters left. But we thought we'd like take care of like a few that might not merit a full episode on their own.
Yeah, Gary wanted to do each of these letters solo, and I just say, I go, I can't do it. I cannot come up with anything. So I kind of strong-armed Gary into joining Q, X, and Y all together today.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do.
Let's do that. And so I have a lot of songs. Do you have a lot of songs?
I got 10.
I got 10. Okay.
Oh, you have a lot of songs after insisting that we combine letters? You have more than necessary?
Well, yeah. I actually think Gary could have taken each one of these letters separately.
Oh, he's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, I could not.
You're the one that had the problem.
I could not
do
it.
Shall we start with the Q's? Or,
yeah, I'm going to go Q's. I'm going to do it in order, and I'm also going to do it alphabetically. So
okay, why not?
I'm all ready to go.
Let's do that then. I'll accept that challenge.
Alrighty.
Which I mean to go first?
Sure.
Quasi from the beginning. Love this group. My favorite.
Is this Quasi Quasborn?
No, this is Quasi Quasborn. Quasi. Just this sums up what they're all about. All right. I think in one song. So this.
Life is dull. Life is gray. At its best, it's just okay. So short, so I find myself back in California. I'm a coolie for the tourists, as happy and the curious. Evil specters from my own suburban upbringing. As I reveal points of interest.
So life sucks, but at least it's short. That's the message there.
And how do you spell Quasi?
Q-U-A-S-I.
Q-U-A-S-I.
I wish they had like you know the essential Quasi. I wish there was like an album of that, but they have a lot of great albums and I love them. And
never heard Quasi. This is actually, we're starting this off the perfect Pat and Gary way because Gary plays Quasi.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna drop us right down here with a little bit of Quarter Flash.
Nice.
But it's not Harden My Heart.
Yeah.
It's not Find Another Fool.
Oh.
It's not even the theme from the Michael Keaton comedy Night Shift.
Yes.
This is the single from their second album, Take Another Picture.
Oh.
And it's called Take Me to Heart.
Oh, good one. Don't deny the miracle, Pat.
Mm-hmm. You won't forget my eyes. Ooh, deep inside you realize you're gonna see me wherever.
Good one.
Take me to heart.
Do you know what Quasi and Quarter Flash have in common?
Both start with Q.
Both start with Q. Both from Portland, Oregon.
Ah, perfect.
How about that? And do you know what their name was before they became Quarter Flash?
I do not know.
Seafood Mama.
Oh.
That was,
I think maybe I had heard that before. Seafood Mama.
It's a restaurant.
Wonder if they would have had more longevity with Seafood Mama.
Maybe. Well, Marv and Randy still together.
Yeah.
And they do this like Oregon Trail show. They like dress up in bonnets and
they're husband and wife, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're not brother and sister.
No.
I think back in the day, I wasn't sure if they were. We didn't have a Wikipedia to go to get our Quarter Flash info.
And I had the Seafood Mama version of Hard My Heart.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's really indie sounding, and yeah, Val Garay, he really made that the hit it. I mean, it's a good song, but anyway.
I'd love to hear that.
Let's hear a little something from that new Queens of the Stone Age album. What say?
Hey,
from it's called Like Clockwork. It's really good. Got an A in Entertainment Weekly, and let's hear a little. I Sat by the Ocean. It's in the slide work in this. It tells a story. Got it, baby.
Nice.
That's a pretty good song. I'm not real familiar with Queens of the Stone Age. I'm familiar with the name, but not much of their music.
And
that sounds great.
You're familiar with their drummer?
Yes, Dave Grohl drums with them.
Dave Grohl's often on there. Mark Linegan's back.
It's great. Is he another drummer?
No, he's like a singer, but he's got a cool voice.
All right. So does he trade off with Josh on lead vocals?
I guess he kind of sings background, sings some leads. He's all good. Right,
cool. Yeah. I'm going to bump us way back into late 1970s with a lady named Suzy Quatro.
Nice.
And this is actually a duet, and I think actually the guy she sings with might take more of a lead almost on this. But this is a song with Suzy Quatro and Chris Norman. It's called Stumbling In.
Love it.
That just takes me right back to being AM radio.
Yes, you are there.
Driving without a seatbelt on in the back seat with my brothers and sisters. And for people who are older, mm-hmm. you will know Suzy Quatro as Leather Tuscadero.
Mm.
I just made the leather sign.
That's Pinky's. That's Pinky's sister.
Pinky's sister, and I didn't realize Suzy Quatro just had a birthday. I was writing about on our Facebook page.
Oh yeah. She's how old was she?
She was born in 1950, so 63, I guess. Now.
All right, 63.
So, but I didn't realize Leather Tuscadero and Ralph Mouth went on a date to the spring formal.
They on the TV show.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, you think that? In fact, it might have been her first appearance. Do you think? Do you think you might have got some of that?
You think he got a little Vodeo Dodo?
Maybe so, yeah. I don't know. Please, Andy.
Because we know Fonz fucked Pinky.
Oh, please, yeah.
Because I was talking to him, and he told me carpet matches the drapes.
And he double-teamed Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, my God.
Pardo always talks about it. He goes, oh, yeah, you know Arthur, the guy upstairs that's getting fucking girls all night long? Yeah. He's a nice boy.
He's a nice boy. You know? It was a simpler time.
It's called Happy Days, Kyle. You should check it out. It's good. First season, shot three camera. Or no, one single camera. I don't know. It's on film.
Guys, it only took me 20 minutes, but I found the Paul Williams quote.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, good.
Here it is. He said, the question wasn't really about that, but this was the question.
Okay.
And the idea of the first line is that Kermit was a movie fan. Did you have that in mind when you wrote the first line? No, but it tells you that he's been exposed to culture. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? Which means obviously he's heard a lot of songs. This is a frog that's been exposed to culture, whether it's movies or records or whatever. And so that, I guess that's his, he wasn't thinking in terms of like, well, there's obviously a lot of songs about rainbows. It was more about establishing the character.
Yeah. And more like this, almost like an alien, like looking at her. Yeah. Trying to see where he fits in. Yeah.
And I just ran into Kermit over at the Lemleys. He was in the same screening of Mud that I was in.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. He enjoyed it. I talked to him afterwards outside. Love
yeah.
It.
He's a big fan of pop culture. I think he has his own podcast. It's called Pop Culture Frog. He talks. He just reviews movies and TV shows and music.
He gives it 10 out of 10 ribbits.
He needs to be in green. I'll tell you.
Gary's up.
Oh, this is, you're familiar with Danny Wilde, the Rembrandts?
Yeah.
Friends theme and all that.
Yes. Gonna be
is he in another band with a Q?
He was in another band with a Q, Matt, from 129. This band's called The Quick. It's a song called Hillary. And he's comparing this woman to like a... This isn't just your average like song about a girl. It's like about a Wagnerian opera hero.
All right.
Heroine. And this has a lot of like cool sonic gimmicks in it. So I think you're going to love this. The Quick.
She introduced herself one evening, said it's clear to see that you'll do fine. I know your kind. Now please submit to me.
Oh, I think there's something wrong with the recording there. Oh, yeah, they're having really...
This is glitching all over.
Big problems in the studio. Surprised this got released.
Anyway, so that's the Quick. That sounds pretty cool, right?
That does sound pretty cool. I wonder how much coin they made off of the Friends theme.
I bet they're doing okay.
You think they're okay with that?
Yeah.
Because every time it runs, plays and reruns, they get a little chunk of change, right?
Yeah. Who knows? I remember reading... Remember when Drew Carey had that moon over Parma, it was like, you know, like the old Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah.
I remember reading that, you know, that was just some old, like, you know, polka guy in Cleveland, and he was getting like $2,000 a week or something.
Wow.
You know, back when it was in first run. So, you know, there's like how many Friends episodes were there? 1,050?
Yeah, and just tons. It's on every night.
Yeah. So I bet they're doing okay.
All right, cool.
Yes. So I'm out of cues. What any more cues?
I got two more cues, but I can just play one.
Okay, let's do it. Paul, what do you have next in your cue sack?
Well, the quintessential cue band for me and one of my favorite bands of all time is Queen.
Why not?
Now, to choose one Queen song to encapsulate the whole...
Oh, I thought you just meant...
No. To encapsulate the whole Queen catalog and sound is difficult, but I went with this song from 1978's Jazz. It's Don't Stop Me Now.
So... Stop me now. Don't stop me.
'Cause I'm
having a good time. Having a good time.
You shouldn't start leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me.
Great choice.
Yeah, I think that has a little... Thank you. I think that has a little bit of everything. It has the vocals, some piano, some harmonies. So that's
I've never heard that.
Oh, you should look at... remember a couple years ago on Freddie Mercury's birthday, Google like had one of those... You know, sometimes they have the special front page.
Yeah.
They had this beautiful animation with that song and like... kind
of wonder if you can go
life.
Back and find that somewhere.
Maybe it's on YouTube or something.
Kyle's saying that you can.
Oh, excellent.
You can go back.
Is there an archive of Google Doodles?
So my apologies to Quiet Riot with Mama, We're All Crazy Now.
Oh, we can get that, but... I wanted to move into the X's with this.
Yeah, let's do it.
This was a song I wanted to play during the spoken word part.
Okay.
Because it has one of the great intros. It's an early punk anthem from X-Ray Specs called Oh Bondage Up Yours.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think Oh Bondage Up Yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Awesome. One of the great 1, 2, 3, 4 countdowns. They actually use
that's
it on
sampled, yeah.
On Kiss FM these days, or it, maybe AMP.
It's AMP radio, but that AMP got it from Girl Talk, because Girl Talk sampled that. And you can hear that they use his whole mix. Like there's like 50 different little samples. And
of course,
and
yeah.
They didn't go find that themselves.
Seacrest pulled that in. Yeah. And then it's polystyrene on vocals, obviously very influential on the whole Riot Girl scene. And two of the great female rock saxophonists, Rindy Ross on Quarter Flash, we heard earlier. And in X-Ray Specs, Laura Logic. How often do you hear saxophone in punk rock?
You don't. Played by a lady.
Played by a lady. And on guitar is another one of the great punk rock names, Jack Airport. What's your name then? I don't know. Jack Airport, I guess. X-Ray Specs.
Awesome.
Well, I'm gonna strip it down, and I'm just going to go with a band called X.
Yes.
Yeah. And X isn't really on my radar, but I do remember this song and loving this song because it was an MTV song, and it was probably the first time I saw X. This is from 1987. It's from an album called See How We Are, and this is called 4th of July.
Nice.
Wait for me when I get home from work.
was that was written by Dave Alvin, who had just joined the band. He replaced Billy Zoom.
Yeah, sixth album, replaced the guitar. Dave Alvin, amazing skull.
Yeah, and
head structure.
And he's only and he's only on this album and only did a couple shows and then he left.
Yeah,
and then a guy named Tony
Gilkison
came in.
Yeah, that but, yeah that was this was an interesting period. And those the first four X albums, the Ray Manzarek albums, just is totally essential. The fifth one. Is also good.
And, it's called Ain't Love,
Ain't Love
Grand.
Yeah. Yes, that was like kind of that was like the last Billy Zoom album.
Yeah, and they worked with a producer Michael Wagoner, who produced like metal bands. Like he produced like Skid Row.
They
and
were
stuff.
Really trying to yeah make that
yeah.
Leap.
And then what? Who produced the song we just played? Alvin Clark. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
If you do, put it on the Facebook page.
Thank you. I have a band that's twice as good as X.
Uh oh,
the XX from 109. Let's hear a little bit of their sexy hit Crystallized. And rock solid. Yeah.
Things have gotten closer to the sun. Now I've done this. It's one of those
things. Isn't that banshee wail in the back?
That I'm pushing you away. When you're the one that I've kept closest. Hi, hi, hi.
The XX has two albums and they're both really good, and you know, even like that the girl has, oh, I'm a sleepy baby voice, you know, like that. But she looks a lot like Pete Rose. That's what I
mean. What? Oh,
but that's okay. That's
is
okay.
It?
I don't know. Well, I think I don't know.
Get your beer goggles on. It's good.
Anyway,
also you brought up Ray Manzarek.
Yes.
Rock in peace.
Yeah.
Passed away.
Yeah. That's, I'm just glad we could hear his Reading Rainbow.
You know, what's funny is about 2 weeks before he passed, I was running in my head who we could have on as guests.
Oh, yeah.
And he popped up because I'm like, oh, that guy loves to talk.
Yeah.
And, sadly, that won't happen. But maybe we can have Dirty iPod on. He'll talk about playing keyboards in the Doors. And
the Doors are overrated.
What do you have in your X-Files?
I this is a band that's three times better than X.
Oh, no.
This is XTC.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't that math
work
really out. Works.
It doesn't work at all. But this is from an album called English Settlement. It's produced by Hugh Padgham, who had big success with... Genesis.
Hugh? You mean
Police.
Hugh?
Hugh. Hugh Padgham.
It's weird when people call people named Hugh. You.
I know. That's a Pennsylvania affectation I have. But this is a song called Senses Working Overtime.
Nice. Lovely.
Yeah.
I like that these letters have made Pad get in touch with his alternative side.
I know it has. It really has. But these are actually songs I do like. Did Rundgren ever produce them? That seems like a band that he would have had his hand in.
He sure
bit.
Did. He did the Skylarking with that had the Dear God, hope you got the letter.
That's right. And they worked with Steve Lillywhite too.
Yeah, earlier on. And you should, in fact, I wonder if I brought an XTC. I think it's from the Lillywhite era. But let's, you know, we got to plow forward. But XTC is the best. You got to like, they're like the new wave Kinks. They like that bridge from like the Kinks to Prague to new wave. Like, it's just so good. There should be a college class about XTC. They're so so awesome.
I bet there is.
I bet there is.
Go find it.
People,
you don't want to play.
I heard a college kid the other day talking about taking XTC.
That's probably what I'm saying.
You don't want to play your XTC song.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Go ahead. Let's hear a little bit.
I think this is from the Lillywhite era.
From the beginning?
No, just from 30 seconds.
I thought you were just saying we wanted to hear 30 seconds. Okay. Of it. Which seemed like a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the name of that song one more time.
Respectable Street.
Respectable Street. That
and
sounds good.
I was going to mention about your senses working overtime. Great cover version of that. Mandy Moore, of all people.
Really?
Look that up on YouTube. Yeah.
That sounds good. I know Mandy Moore.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure that Dirty iPod had a thing with her.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Mandy Moore is total jailbait.
So do you want to play, because I made you play that one, so
no
do you want to play some another one?
Sure, let's move into the wise and hear a little something from the new Yeah Yeah Yeahs album called Mosquito. Awesome album. Really great part of their expanding awesome catalog. And this is the first song, Sacrilege.
Fallen for
worst album cover of all time.
Yeah,
that's really
showing Pat the album cover. It's awful. It's
once it's
so
seen,
disturbing.
It cannot be unseen.
Oh, it's yeah. I mean, it's and it's ugly too. Like if it's, yeah, but
it's not even artistic.
But it's a good album. It's like a Dayglow baby being attacked by a giant mosquito.
Yeah,
but it's not as good as it sounds.
No, it's not. It's not, not at all.
Yeah, not as original or clever or interesting as that description denotes.
What you got in the wise?
I got the wise. We're gonna now. I'm gonna disappoint Matt because he just gave me a compliment. And now we're gonna bring it right back down to the gutter. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go with a band called Y&T.
Yes,
I don't even know what Y&T stands for.
I can help you with
what
that.
What is it?
Yesterday and Today.
Yesterday and Today. This is Y&T.
It stands for Young and Trashy.
Oh boy,
just like my bitches.
This is from an album called Down for the Count. Here's a little metal, Summertime Girls.
Yeah, get a little high.
Yep.
Ride that ride symbol.
Oh, get to the chorus, Y&T. That took a long time to get there. Sorry,
that's okay.
Guys.
I was grooving. I was taking me back to record factory days.
Yeah.
If younger people watch Boogie Nights and like, what's up with that scene where he's recording like a song?
It's the early days of Y&T.
That's what they were talking.
That's what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
From the period, the late 80s, the nadir of drum sounds. But I love that backwards cymbal, backwards high snare. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like that's a good.
Yeah, that drum sound is just that says over. Producing like crazy.
Nice.
Okay, you're up.
All right. This was a cool song, but this will be a good palate cleanser. And it'll be okay. a trip down memory lane for early Rock Solid fans. This was like my favorite song when we were first kicking this enterprise off back in.
I bought this album because of you.
Oh, really?
Based on your recommendation.
From 20 Seconds In, this is Yuck with Getaway. Those days, Pat?
Yeah.
Those were, that was back of the old studio.
Yeah.
takes
2011.
It back.
Yep, dropping the dropping yesterday. The digital needle yeah. for 2 years now.
It's true.
This might be a palate cleanser from that. Yeah, this is I went country on us.
Oh, nice.
With a little lady by Look the last name of Yearwood.
Oh,
this is Trisha Yearwood, and this is Walk Away Joe.
Mama said, girl, you won't get far.
Fucking mama's always telling me something.
Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen that fate's got cards that it don't want to show.
She's a little pitchy.
And that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe.
Nice.
Seems like you don't hear about Trisha Yearwood as much.
No, her, she's married to Garth Brooks, and they just sit on a big pile of his money.
I think so.
And I think they're just enjoying being parents, and they do an occasional show from time to time.
She also pulled a Chris Gaines, and she had an alternative.
Did she have an alternative person? Who was it?
Carrie Underwood. That was her. Anyway, what if it was? That would be funny.
She lost 200 pounds and became Carrie Underwood.
Yes. Right. She committed.
I've got two more. What do you got, Nate? What do you got?
I got it like five or six. Okay, so, but okay. We can't visit the Y volume without a little Yola Tengu. Let's hear this.
Christy, the rumors are true.
That song is called Tom Courtney from the album Electro Pura. He was like a British actor, like
this. I'm going to go out on a limb, Gary. I think this is one of our most eclectic shows.
It's a good one.
I think we're all over the board with different music today.
All over the damn map. I like it.
And I'm going to bring us right down in the gutter.
Cool.
No, I'm going to letter Y. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But this isn't Roundabout or Seen All Good People. This is a song from their follow-up to, what was the big album, 90210? No, not that. But this was their follow-up. This is from Big Generator. Uh-huh. And this was another MTV song. And this is absolutely my favorite Yes song. And I think this clip is a little long. But this is called Love Will Find a Way.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear this.
Oh,
I love that song.
That's a really good song. I totally forgot about it. And I want to send that out to our man Andrew from Boston, who called 330-81 Rocks to request for this show a different Yes song with very specific instructions about which sections we're supposed to listen to.
Oh my gosh,
11 this guy's really he loves Yes.
He's really dictating how we do this show.
Totally. But you know, he's passionate, and I'm sorry. Like it was from the Fragile album, and which I don't know. That's about weakness on my part.
Do you know
part.
What the song is?
It was it had Shattered in it. It was like towards the end, Shatter the Earth or something. It was
I don't know.
Anyway, well, so sorry, but thanks for listening.
And you know what? I didn't play this because the album's just ridiculous. But there's an album where. Remember, there's some members of Toto.
Yes.
And some members of Yes.
Oh, my God.
And they formed a band, and they called it Yozo.
No, they did not.
Yes. The two O's from Toto, and then the Y in Yes. Yozo. I have it in here, but I'm not going
to
do it.
Wow. I might That's have to insist in a second.
Terrible.
But
you're up.
Okay. Listen, this is one I played before, but this is probably my favorite Lost Nugget. The you know so-called regional hit. It's a San Francisco band called the Yanks. This is the first thing I ever ripped on a USB turntable. Like, oh, I got to get that in my life again. And it's called "I Don't See Her Anymore." So sorry for the sound quality.
That's great. That sounds cool. Really great.
I'm telling you, it's I don't know what happens in the world when like, you know, I mean, does it diminish it that a lot of people don't know about it? Or is it just I guess we just be happy that we have it? And
I personally, for me, I'm disappointed when I like something and no one knows about it. Or
because
no one,
you want to share. You want you do. People and then, to have and your
then,
joy.
And then when people are resistant to it, I don't want to hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that. But,
if you go to YouTube, there's an amazing clip of them playing this on some Seattle Public Access show. And the lead singer, he's so charismatic. He's like, his name's Owen Masterson. He looks like if Hugh Grant was like playing Paul Westerberg in a movie or something. Just so cool. Cool looking. Anyway, so that's Yanks.
Yanks.
I don't see her anymore.
The Yanks or just Yanks?
Just Yanks. So let's hear some Yozo. What do you got? No, you don't.
No, I'm not going to play Yozo. But I wanted to try to pick a song that I think everyone could maybe agree with. So okay. So this is Neil Young. Mm-hmm. And just play it, Matt. Just play it.
Oh, yes.
Gave me a chill as I was listening to it.
Yeah.
It's
just, she puts her baby in a garbage can.
So awesome.
So dark and so rocking and so right on the nose.
We were talking about, me and Jane were trying to like who the Bird and the Bee should do for their next, you know, Masters Volume 2. And Neil Young came up. That would be a good one. And
that would be good.
What do you think about Lionel Richie? I bet.
That'd be great.
I think Lionel Richie, yeah, I think because it has to be someone that's like,
kind of that, undiscovered a little bit.
Yeah.
And like
has been diminished by time.
Yes. Yeah.
Although they have like, you know, double digit number one
right,
hits.
Right, right.
Like yes. Crazy hits that and like people don't really
and
care
so,
about
some, sometimes Hall & Oates can also fall into that joke like people make fun of or like it ironically. And I think that happens with Lionel Richie sometimes
totally.
Too. But Lionel that'd be a great one.
Well, because he was a parody of himself at some point. I mean, you know, dancing on the ceiling was ridiculous.
I think, I think Neil Young has... respectable credibility.
Yeah. Too many people like him already.
Yeah, so that's like a straightforward. I mean, there's probably been a million tributes to him.
And true. To hell with him.
Yeah. No. Lionel Richie needs it.
Lionel
Richie's on tour right
now. He's doing okay. He had that number one album last year.
Yeah.
Tuskegee.
Right. And now he's doing a tour of all his old hits with some new stuff probably.
But. And he, oh God, man, what the sack of money he must carried away. I'd go see that probably. This is a group kind of undone by their stupid name. This good 90s group. They were called Urusei Yatsura, and they weren't Japanese or British, but maybe I think someone got to them and said like when they got signed to an American label, like, why don't you come up with a different name? And like, okay, we'll just call ourselves Yatsura then. And it didn't really work out, but this song is great. Cupid's Like Watermelon on Rock Solid.
Red flag, solar boy, living in a hollowed out asteroid, paranoid, being looking heavenly, a proto-revolutionary, header in a camp, she was looking for a sedative.
Just nonsense, pretty but cool. It's great.
When's that from? The 90s?
I want to say 95, I think, yeah.
I've never heard that.
Not too bad. Yes,
sorry, sir. If you heard me in the background. I had a text from the woman that comes to take care of our birds.
Yeah.
And she texted me saying, hey, I'm at the door and no one's answering the door. And I'm like, come on, people. Answer the door. Let Max in. She's there to take care of the birds.
I didn't understand any of that story. You have birds that are taken care of?
Well, you have to clip the birds' wings and trim their beaks and nails.
Oh, man.
And I ain't doing that.
You can't clip my wings.
No way, man. You're ready to fly.
You gotta fly away.
So
man.
I had a phone call. I had to take it because I thought she was going to leave.
Bullshit. This is Kyle's. Kyle should be on this.
Kyle, why aren't you trimming that?
You're Max, Kyle.
But if you need a good bird guy, Pat Scott's.
Yeah, Maxine's a girl.
Yeah, it's Maxine.
Maxine. Max sounds like a guy. But it's Maxine.
It sounds like the manservant from Heart to Heart.
Well, that's right.
This is Kyle. He's gorgeous.
I'm proud of this show today.
Yeah.
It was really good.
This was good. Some good tunes.
Yeah.
I also want to let people know that this is episode 101. And the third year is going to start episode 105. And at that time, we're going to have a little bit of an announcement.
Oh, yeah.
About something that our friend Jason Wilcox has been doing and working on. And so on episode 105, we're going to let you guys in on that. But that's just a little tease.
Yeah, it'll answer one of our most popular requests.
Yes, it will. It absolutely will. So look forward to that. Gary, anything to recommend? Anything to...
Just like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, write a review on iTunes, and call 330-81-ROCKS with your show ideas, comments, or suggestions.
Yep.
And Matt, I believe you have an X to play us out?
I do. This man was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and yet this song is not on iTunes. Riddle me that.
Wonder what it is.
He was the original DJ for Public Enemy, who was just inducted into the
Terminator X.
Terminator X.
That's pretty cool.
That's his last name, X, so his counts.
Right.
And we didn't talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know if you guys watched that.
That was
Rush
good.
Was inducted.
Yeah, Heart.
It's always cool to see like the weird mix of people that have to play together.
Yes.
And in this case, it was Rush, Heart, Public Enemy.
Right.
Just
Foo Fighters.
It's a mishmash of weirdos trying to play one song at the same time. Anyway, Terminator X had a solo album, Terminator X and the Valley of the Jeep Beats. It was fantastic. It's just, he was a great DJ, and this album was really kind of, it was a cool like sampling of different, he had different guest vocalists on it. Of course, Chuck D was on this one single that they put out, which is essentially made it a Public Enemy song. But technically, this is Terminator X. Buck Weiland.
Longest ramp up ever.
That's how we do it.
Well, I'm vamping because our goddamn internet is broken.
Dumb internet.
But I think we can hear a little bit of this now. And hey, you said like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Sure, I did.
Call 330-81-ROCKS if you want to leave a message. And here's Terminator X.
Bring the noise.
Deep London, where's Public Enemy?
Public Enemy was driven into the underground by government forces. However, a small resistance is forming. Both Terminator X and Chuck D have resurfaced, leading a small mobile rebel unit, the Valley of the Jeep Beats. Chuck D is on his way to a closed-door press conference.
I like
Terminator
it.
X will be tapping into the government-controlled feed and decoding the message.
This is very
to
pertinent to the NSA story
beats.
That's happening right now.
We are at war!
Come on!
Black men, women, your home!
Come on!
The black man is so dope, there's no reason we can't win! Everybody's gonna have to get serious!
try to teach and reach, I drop bombs with a little flow. Remember back when I said, yo, if you can't get, I don't sit, get up. As the world turns, so sucker learns, as one quits, another hit ain't just a trip. That's why I'm known as stone upon a microphone. But they try to hang me dry, but then it's do or die. When they don't give you a reason why, they be sweating, forgetting, finger pointing at us. Damn, should we be tearing up the joint if there was a music to use or the flexical styling? Terminator X, Buck Rollins.
What is America's beef with the black man? It's the way that you walk. It's the way that you talk. Come on. Every brother and sister has got to be a soldier in the war against the black man. They want to keep you alive.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.